When I was a little girl growing up in Ohio, Mom used to sing Chinese opera. She'd be in the kitchen cooking or elsewhere doing household chores and suddenly break out in a few favorite verses. To my child's ear, the high shrills of Peking opera sounded awful, but authentic, like what I'd heard on the radio in Shanghai. I think Mom sang when she was happy, or when she wanted to be happy. It took her back to her childhood days, when she was pampered by her beloved dad as the youngest child. I don't know when or why Mom stopped her singing, but she did. Maybe it was too hard on the vocal cords. She had learned, as a child, listening to her grandpa, who sang as a sideline, to help support the family. When we were young, both my parents used to share stories of their youth, but with the passing decades, I only remember snippets. Dad died many years before Mom, and I had never thought of taping him. But I had thought of taping Mom many times and never seemed to get around to it. How is it we let the truly important things and moments in life slip away while we focus on our to-do list? Thanks to the discovery of a previously unknown cousin living in Beijing and our subsequent conversations, some in Monterey, California, while she was visiting her daughter, I was able to glean insights into my mom's family I either never knew or had long forgotten. Mom was the youngest of five children, a decade younger than the next sibling, and nearly 20 years younger than her oldest brother. She was born in Beijing and always proud of being a Beijing person. The family endured many years of hardship, losing its prosperous trading business during the Boxer Rebellion in the early 1900s. Her grandpa moved the family to Shenyang, the capital of Liaoning Province, northeast of Beijing, to start over again. Cousin says Mom brought the family good luck. After she was born, the family photography business began to thrive, with elite clients from academia, government, and the film industry. Her dad regularly traveled to Tokyo to buy special photography films, supplies, and equipment. She talked about this in my younger days, but I had forgotten until a happy serendipity occurred.